We have three guests in the Blue Room on this occasion. Brendan Graham, renowned songwriter who has written for paupers and princes, and the honey-toned voice of Sean Kane, who sung for paupers and princes in your time, right?
I think so.
All the way from East Galway. I'm not sure where Brendan Graham is from, being the father or being the son of a bank manager. It's hard to...
All over the place. I was born in Tipperary, so I'm a big hurling fan for Tipperary. Then we went to Laois, don't really support them in anything, and then to Mullingar, then to Kerry, and then to, where did we end up? Ballinasloe, and then I went to London and Australia. So.
Well, you've covered all the bases tonight.
Man of no home.
Yeah, yes. But you've made everybody happy.
And I'm in Mayo. Sorry. Yeah. I live in Mayo.
That's the homeland now.
That is the homeland.
Yeah. And we have a very special guest who comes all the way from the Basque country in northern Spain. It is with great pleasure that we welcome Olatz Zugasti, or as we say here, Cade Mila Falcha, or as you would say, Ongi Ai Turi.
Etorri.
Eturi.
Ongi Etorri.
Welcome.
Uh-huh.
So nice to
Thank
have you,
you
here.
Thank you very much.
We have a very special treat tonight because we will be able to talk to our guests, but also enjoy music live. Olatz has her harp with her, and she and Sean will be performing some music. The music that we're going to have performed has a central connection, and that connection is Mr. Graham, with whom we'll have a discussion about material shortly. But let's, first of all, give a listen to the first choice in our selection tonight. This is a beautiful song called Mesularia, which is on your most recent album.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. the name of the album is Urguena, Urbarena.
Mm-hmm.
How's that? How is my Euskara?
It's very good.
Okay.
Very good. Urgoiena, Urbarena.
Well, Mesularia is messenger.
Messenger, yes.
And this is a collaboration mm-hmm. between yourself and Brendan.
Yes. Okay. It was, I had a melody with no words. So I thought it might suit Olatz's style. So I sent it to her. And that very evening, I got a demo back with the lyrics in Euskera, and I couldn't believe it. I said, how can she be so quick with writing the lyrics? So you can take the story up from there.
Yes, the words were written already. The idea, the main idea, and some few, like a poem,
okay.
No? And it was after I heard my daughter, late teenager, 18,
mm-hmm.
playing piano like a mad on the, like a crazy,
mm-hmm.
playing without stop, Nocturno de Chopin,
right.
Nocturne. And she was playing, and it was strange because some years ago I had to tell to her, oblige her to play the piano, never play it. But then she was very obsessed to sort out some little passage of the... So she worked. And it was, I felt that as if she sent me a message, no? A message that she, when really... she wants and she feels something, to get something, mm. she can do it real, true. And then, as if she said, I have all that I need to live my own life.
No? Mm.
And then it wasn't the main idea of that. And she's a rower, too. There is a club, very important club in Orio, where I live. And rowing, and then I put also this image of her, like a rower, and Mesularia, a messenger.
Messenger.
Who comes. Yes.
Let's hear it now.
Biots
zauzirik oroina zea zu hemen ikusita betirako loan ume hile gorri du.
Mesularia from Olatz Zugasti, co-written with Brendan Graham. Beautiful melody, Brendan.
Thank you. Well, it's ended up being a beautiful song, and I think, you know, the way we've heard it sung, it has that spirit in it of something mysterious and the messenger.
A message.
And, yeah.
Where's the history of your partnership, or how did it happen? How did you each come to know of the other?
Well, this man here on the left is I won't say to blame, but he is responsible because about 20 years ago, Sean made the very first recording of Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears with Dolores, I believe, at that time.
Yeah, I think that was the first one, yeah.
And then Olatz had a Blue of the Night in the Day program.
In the night too,
was it?
It was 10.
In our country, playing, you know, eclectic music. And
I was searching for a melody because I had some idea of a song. Tribute to those who built up the Ikastolas. Ikastola is a Basque school. So we have not state, but we have Basque schools, a big system of Basque education.
Separate to the national school system?
Yes, okay. Yes, separately. And it is around or based on our identity, our language, to mm-hmm. support our language, etc. And then I got this idea of getting... remembering how these Ikastolas were built up in the clandestinity, in the middle of the dictatorship of Franco, and most of the time the classes were at the house of the people or the apartment of the people. The professor were the mothers sometimes, and it has built up like this, no? And it was an heroic action and in clandestinity and all that. So I thought I would like to give to them a tribute. Mm-hmm. And this was the main idea. So I was searching some melody. I saw it worked really well, and then I saw Brendan. Oh, he's alive! And
yes, so far.
And then, who I will contact with? Oh, then Sean Kane is brought to the Basque country from Serrano. Serrano, a production office. No? Mm-hmm. And then I make the contact
connection.
With him, connection. And so, here we are.
And here we are, is right, yeah. So have you travelled much to the Basque country, Sean?
I have quite a bit. I think the first time I was over there might be 15 years ago or maybe more. And I've been there maybe every two to three years ever since.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And had you known each other at this point?
No.
No, we had not, indeed.
Okay.
No. I put his songs,
yes,
his CDs,
in my own program.
In my own program.
Excellent.
Many times, yes.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. But that song has been so good for you, to you. I mean, you've taken that song all over the world.
Well, I have, but it's like when you record a song, it takes on a life of its own. Mm. And like this, I suppose you just keep up to it, really, because it does lead you in different directions. As it has done today, like we've met this wonderful lady who is a wonderful performer, and in the Basque country, it's well appreciated as well. Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears.
I think it's all down to the original recording, because the way you sing it, people get the feeling from it, you know, and then they take it, and there are big versions, big anthemic versions, and you know, it has travelled all around the place. But what I love about this is that. The circularity of it, that something that started with Sean and then Olatz heard it and then made a different lyric, which
yes.
I'm really thrilled about often when I'm asked to give permission to people to do a new lyric, I'm, you know, careful that it reflects the existing lyric. But I knew in this case, Annie Moore was not going to mean anything in the Basque country. Yeah. And I loved the whole idea that the song could have a purpose, to be a call to the people to honour the great and very old tradition of the Basque country and to, you know, carry the flame. Yeah.
So what we have tonight then is the performance of both versions.
Yes.
Sean will sing Isle of Hope, and Olatz will sing the Basque version of it.
Great.
Let's do that.
It's wonderful when this happens.
On the first day of January 1892, they opened Ellis Island and they let the people through.
Very beautiful. Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, and in Euskara, it's Bizirik Guadalaco.
Gaudelaco.
Guadalaco. Good. I'll get it right yet, I promise.
Isn't it amazing the way their two voices, they're quite different voices, but they blend so well on the harmonies, and yet there is this contrast. So it has given the song another new life, beautiful, a new freshness. So thank you both.
And exclusively on The Blue of the Night, and we're very proud of that. Now, the collaboration didn't stop there. Another collaboration of Brendan and Olatz is in the form of what started out as Cluck on the Boshta and turned into another beautiful Basque performance. Mm.
This was a song I wrote about a place in the mountains in Mayo, where I live. It's called Cluck on the Boshta. It's a burial ground of unbaptized children. And it was one of those songs I had to write, because your mind begins to think of what did the parents think. The children are in this limbo place. So I wrote it. I based the melody, most of the melody, around a traditional piece called Colleen na Gruige Bona, or sometimes Colleen na Gruige Dina, and created a new chorus melody, I hope with respect. And the burial ground was quietly consecrated in Easter Sunday 1996 by the local parish priest, Father Burke. And it was never made official or anything like that, but I would love to think it was the start of something by the Catholic Church saying, limbo is gone. We should consecrate those grounds, and it would be a huge symbolic gesture of healing, particularly in these times when the church does need to be healing. So I sent some songs to Olatz. I was really very much taken by what she had done and by her voice and this intimacy that's in her voice. So I sent Cluck on na Boshta to her, and then she changed it and made it a much better song.
No.
Nora Ote Zarajuan.
Nora Ote Zarajuan.
And what is the meaning of this lyric?
The meaning is a translation. I started by a translation, direct translation, but then I wanted in Euskera, I wanted it to be more sad again. And then I, like many traditional old songs, all bass songs are in minor key. And then I tried to put it in minor key for some time in the some verse. Brendan allowed me to change a little the song, and well, it is the meaning.
Beautiful. Well, let's hear it now. Thank you.
zuen doinu hori idatzi arazia. Mezu bat bailitzan zure eskutik zait iritsia.
What started out as Crook on the Boshte and tonight it turned into the very beautiful Nora Ote Sara Wan. Well, that's Zugasti live on the Blue of the Night. Brendan, does it seem or does it feel strange when songs go take on a life and go different directions than you'd ever intended them to be?
Well, you're always praying for that. You know, there's loads of songs that go in one direction, which is into the bin.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so you never know with songs. Some songs you just get a feeling about it. So it's about, I suppose, in the song, getting something out of yourself that maybe you didn't know was there, but that is also maybe a touchstone for people all over the world. I mean, it's the only way you can explain it, that something from here connects with the people in the Basque Country or Japan, or a song Osgoelge can connect in America and other territories. So I think when, during the writing process, if one can get into that other self, that inner space that is in all of us, but maybe we don't always give it due acknowledgement or recognize it, it will touch somebody's heart somewhere else. But you never know. You just can't control these things. The songs go out over, as I say, the half door of my house in Mayo, and they end up, thankfully, in lots of places. And it's always an excitement. I mean, not all the translations of my songs have been good ones. There was an early translation of Rock and Roll Kids in Norwegian, and it was about this band, this aging rock and roll band who used to be out late at night, and the lines of the song went something like, when we were young and all the girls were at the stage and they were all excited by us and shaking, and now the only thing that is shaking is us when we go home to our wives. So that's what happened with Rock and Roll Kids.
Oh,
and there was something about the drummer then having a chainsaw to cut off the top of the bus that brought them around. So not everything works as well as has with Olaz.
Our final selection tonight is kind of the reverse approach to what we've been talking about, in the sense that this is a song that was recorded originally by Benito Lerchundi, who happens to be your musical partner, yes, as well as your life partner.
Mm-hmm.
And you perform in Benito's band.
Yes.
Now, he is a legend. He's a big name.
Yes. Yes. He's 74
young.
Yes.
A young man.
Yes, it's the only one who who is alive from a generation who started the new Basque movement, Basque song movement. Yes, and yes, he has made many successful songs and a big career.
And maybe next time you come to Ireland, he'll come with you. And we'll get him to play.
Well, that would be very good.
But Brendan, you heard a song by Benito.
Yes.
And felt that you would like to put an English lyric, is that?
Yes, I did. I mean, Olaz had sent me, as well as her own CDs that she does with her own band, she had sent me a number of Benito's CDs. And I just love some of the songs. And he is a very, like Sean, he has a very distinctive voice.
Mm-hmm.
And even though the songs are in a language I don't know, I get some sense of them, the way he expresses the songs. Mm-hmm. And I heard this melody on this song, which is called Nere Eriko Nestacha Maite. And it's a song in praise of the beauty of the Basque women. And I'm sure it was written about Olaz as well.
Oh, and, she didn't know me yet.
She, And so there was a melody, and it had, to me, a kind of an Irish flavour to it. So I asked permission of Benito if I could take his melody and put a new lyric to it. And I've always been wanting to write an end-of-life song, because, you know, I'm getting there. And
aren't we all? No.
Well, some of us more than others, maybe. I'm not looking at you, Carl.
thank you.
So, yes, yeah, so, and as soon as I started to work on it, the voice I heard was Sean's voice. I mean, immediately I thought, Sean Kane, and I hoped he liked it. So it started, we were doing some work together, Sean and I, on some other bits and pieces, and I had only the title, Gone to Your Mountain, and the hook of the song. So Sean kindly agreed to da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da it all until Gone to Your Mountain. And as soon as I heard it, I thought, yeah, this is absolutely right. And I did send that over to Olatz and Benito. So, and, you know, they thought, yeah, he's the man. And he is the man.
He is the man. And your intention is to record this on an upcoming album?
Yeah, when I first heard it, as Brendan says, we were working on something else, I think here in Dublin. And I think it was Fergal Murray that was on the piano. And I started to, as he says, la-la-la the songs, because there wasn't a lot of else to do with it.
No words.
Apart from the melody. And it's a beautiful melody. It's a beautiful melody. And then when I heard the lyric, it brought it all together, because it's a deep lyric. It's a beautiful lyric. And you might call it an end-of-life song, but it is... It's one of those songs that you can take it where you want, really, with the lyric. There's a few different layers to it that you can go to, which is a nice thing to have in a song. And it's a song that I intend to record pretty soon on an album that I need to record before the summer is out, something that I've been meaning to do for a few years. I took my, as they say, took my foot off the pedal for a few years. But now it's most definitely back on it.
Well, and it's great. It's great to hear that, and great to have you back.
Well, it's great to be back, because I think I have more of an appreciation for what I do and the music. And as Brendan mentioned earlier on, that place that you go to find the songs, it's the place that I go to sing the songs. Mm. And that's a place that I think it's a rich place to be, and it's an honour to have the gift to do it. And that's basically, it's like the song. All I want to do is just do as much as I possibly can and keep up to it now at this stage.
We've been so privileged to be present at performances by both of you tonight, and we're going to hear that new song. Mm. This will be a world premiere now, will it?
This is the very first performance of the song, and I thought it's lovely, and thank you, Olatz, for coming to Ireland and singing these songs. And I thought, you know, it's a lovely thing that she is here to sing on her husband's melody and to play harp on it. And Sean, like, it's this energy that, as I say, the circularities, I love when this happens. And I hope you like it. It is a world premiere, and so
let's hear it. World premiere of Gone to Your Mountain, Olatz Zugasti and Sean Kane, who have been our guests on The Blue of the Night tonight, along with Brendan Graham. My sincere thanks to all three of you for being with us to share such beautiful music. A special thanks to, I have to say this, to DIT and Cliona Doris, who provided us with the beautiful harp for the performance, and also thanks to Richard McCullough on sound, who made all things sound so beautiful. Thank you so much for visiting Ireland.
Thank you to every Irish I know directly, and I loved people here. It was the first time I I am here. It is the first time I am here, and I love it.
I do hope you will be back.
Yes.
You will. Sean, thank you for taking the long road from the West.
The West. It's been a pleasure, Carol, and thank you for having me along here. It's been an honour.
And Brendan?
Likewise,
Circularity. We go back to 1974 when we first encountered each other. And
we're that young, are we? Yes. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Well, and it's a pleasure to have you here on the program and to share the music in the way that you do.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, my compliments to Sean and all that on bringing their own very special gifts to the songs. And pleasure to be here.